Thank you, Chris. A couple of sports-related items feature first in this news slot. Another golf club in the county is to close as a club for members due to financial losses. But there's financial success, however, for Norwich City Football Club as they sell Canaries merchandise in Finland following the goal-scoring success of City's Teemu Pukki in Finland colours. Then football with a difference, as walking footballers take a trophy. Then a couple of public houses are in the news as new landlords are installed. The managing director of a Norwich golf course has announced that its club is set to close at the end of the year. Larry Rowe, the managing director of Cossey Park Golf Club in Parklands, has announced that the club will close on December the 31st, with the course becoming a pay and play centre from the new year. Mr. Rowe, who has worked at the club since 1997, said the decision to close it had not been an easy one, but declining membership numbers meant it was no longer financially viable to keep the club going. He said, at its peak, the club had 450-plus members, but membership has declined over the years and it's been making a loss for some time. So now, to reduce my costs, I'm reducing it to a pay-and-play course. Mr. Rowe put the club's falling membership numbers down to fewer young people taking up golf, and competition from other clubs in the county, and a perception of golf as being an expensive pastime. He said the club's current 280 members had been disappointed by the news.
Retail bosses at Norwich City saw a chance to share the love for a striker, Teemu Pukki, in his home nation, selling £45,000 worth of Canaries merchandise in 2 days. After the 29-year-old player became a national hero for helping Finland qualify for its first major tournament, Curragh Road Heads saw an ideal chance to spread the green and yellow word over in Helsinki. A commercial team went to a major shopping area at Kampipi and over the weekend sold more than £45,000 of city merchandise, including 1,500 T-shirts and about 350 of the club's most expensive football shirts, socks, bags, key rings, and even Pukki-emblazoned Christmas jumpers. The club had never done anything like this before, but the pop-up initiative aimed to raise the city profile was deemed a huge success.
A team of walking footballers from Norfolk has capped off an outstanding year by defeating the world champions on their own turf. Earlier this year, Norwich City Walking Football entered a tournament in Leicester, which pitted them against some of the nation's finest talent. The group of over 60s knew that victory would see them represent England at the sport's inaugural World Cup, and they duly produced the goods, winning all of 6 matches without conceding a goal, to emerge victorious. At May's World Cup, held at Leighton Orient's Brisbane Road, Norwich played 8 games and were eventually knocked out by Australia, their only loss of the tournament. But on November the 2nd, they proved their global credentials, defeating World Cup winners Wales 2-1 in a close-fought friendly at Merthyr Tydfil FC. As Norwich City Walking Football goes from strength to strength, participation in the sport itself continues to multiply. Walking football is one of the fastest growing sports among older men, attracting players with its laid-back yet competitive ethos.
A Norwich pub, which closed earlier this month when the company running it collapsed, will reopen under new landlords. Norwich pub Gibraltar Gardens was saved from closure last November when Britannia Enterprises took over the venue. But earlier this month, the future of the pub was thrown once again into uncertainty and Britannia Enterprises went into liquidation, owing £629,739. EI Publican Partnerships, which owns the venue, is currently advertising the pub for lease on its website, but it is believed a new landlord has already been found. According to job adverts posted online, a London-based company called the Norfolk Table Limited is looking for staff to join its team at Gibraltar Gardens. The advert, posted on LinkedIn last Thursday, states the company is looking for an experienced pub restaurant manager and an assistant manager to run Gibraltar Gardens. EI is yet to confirm when the pub will open. The news follows an announcement by EI that the Norfolk Table would also take on the King's Head pub in Heatherset, which has been closed since June after its previous landlord stood down due to financial difficulties.
The new landlords at Camra's Norfolk Pub of the Year are embracing the legacy of predecessor Bob Utting, who made The Leopard a roaring success. The pub in Bull Close Road reopened after closing at the end of October as Mr. Utting decided to leave after 5 years at the helm. In that time, he transformed the pub into an award-winning community gem, and in April of this year, it was named the best in Norfolk by Camra. Following his departure, he's now handed the reins to the Leopard Cubs, who are previous general manager Justin McKee and his fiancée Emma Byrne, who previously worked at the Fat Cat Brewery Tap in Lawson Road. The couple have already made a few changes to the pub, including new benches, stools and signs, and they also have plans to transform the outside spaces and want to host more live music and quiz nights.
Well, that takes us to the end of part one of this week's edition. So that's all from Alison and myself. Now it's on to part two.